From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. Russia has annexed the Crimean Peninsula. The news was met with fireworks and fears in Crimea. NPR's Gregory Warner reports from Simferopol.
It was only moments after President Putin announced that he would sign a draft agreement to annex Crimea to Russia that Crimeans learned that they would get their new Russian passports within a month. Many in this majority Russian peninsula celebrated, but those who want to keep their Ukrainian passport will have to make a special application. Some worried that that could mark them for discrimination or worse, their houses or jobs could be taken. Several activists and journalists have reportedly disappeared in the last 2 weeks. Crimean self-defense forces are said to be increasingly aggressive towards Ukrainians that they see as traitors to an expanded Russian empire. Today, unknown forces fired on unarmed Ukrainian soldiers in Crimea, killing one. Gregory Warner, NPR News, Simferopol.
An independent review of the 12 killings last fall at the Washington, D.C. Navy Yard has found a number of problems with security. NPR's Tom Bowman reports Defense Secretary Chuck Hagel is ordering changes in how the government protects facilities and screens workers.
It was last September when government contractor Aaron Alexis drove into the Washington Navy Yard, flashed his ID, and then proceeded to shoot a dozen people. The review found that no one reported Alexis's growing mental health problems. Here's Secretary Hagel.
The reviews identified troubling gaps in DOD's ability to detect, prevent, and respond to instances where someone working for us, a government employee, member of our military, or a contractor, decides to inflict harm on this institution and its people.
Hagel has ordered better background checks and a system that will handle employees who pose a threat. Tom Bowman, NPR News, Washington.
Seattle police have now released the identities of two people killed in a helicopter crash near the city's famous Space Needle. The fiery crash happened this morning as a TV news chopper was taking off. Dennis Hogensen is with the National Transportation Safety Board and describes what witnesses reported seeing.
Shortly after they refueled, they departed. Witness described as the helicopter lifted off from the building and began to rotate counterclockwise and subsequently crashed.
The chopper went down in a busy street, hitting three vehicles and setting them ablaze. A 38-year-old man was in one of the vehicles, suffered extensive burns, and was hospitalized in critical condition. Killed in the crash were the helicopter's pilot and a former longtime news photographer for the station, KOMO-TV, who was working for the helicopter leasing company. The nation's CEOs are more upbeat heading toward the spring. That's based on the latest survey from the Business Roundtable, a group that represents the nation's chief executives. According to the Roundtable, its CEO Outlook Index rose to 92.1 in the first quarter. That's its highest level in 2 years. On Wall Street, stocks moved higher today. The Dow Jones Industrial Average up 88 points. The Nasdaq rose 53 points. You're listening to NPR. New reports of a data breach at the federal agency responsible for handling a lot of your personal financial information. It appears the breach involves employees rather than customer information. According to the Commissioner of the Internal Revenue Service, as many as 20,000 IRS workers, former workers, and contractors may have had their personal information accessed. IRS Commissioner John Koskinen says that's after an employee apparently took a computer home with the information. Koskinen says there's no evidence the information was taken, but says the computer was plugged into an employee's unsecured home network. In a ceremony 70 years in the making, President Obama presented the nation's highest military honor today to 24 veterans of World War II, Korea, and Vietnam. NPR Scott Horsley reports the medals were an opportunity to atone for decades of discrimination.
This was the largest presentation of Medals of Honor since the Second World War, and it comes after the military re-examined the service records of black, Jewish, and Latino soldiers who might have deserved the honor but been passed over due to prejudice. 24 Army veterans were recognized for heroism on the battlefield. President Obama says the men had previously been decorated with the Distinguished Service Cross, the nation's second highest military honor.
But ask their fellow veterans, ask their families, and they'll tell you that their extraordinary deeds merited the highest recognition. And today, we have the chance to set the record straight.
Only three of the honorees lived to receive the medal in person. The other 21 were honored posthumously. Scott Horsley, NPR News, the White House.
Crude oil futures prices closed higher. The price of oil was up $1.62 a barrel today to end the session at $99.70 a barrel in New York. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News in Washington.